Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Anthony McNeil with AnthonyMcNeil.com and AnthonyMcNeil.ws. Listen, I'm making this recording because I want to help some of you struggling network marketers out there start generating some leads and start putting some money in your pocket. Over the past few days, I've had an opportunity to talk to many of you, and obviously, you're out there doing your best and trying to build your business, but for many of you, you're just simply on the wrong path, and you're not sure what steps you need to be taking in order to start generating those leads and start putting some people in your downline. And I sent out an email recently to all of you on my mailing list, and I had a PDF attached to that email which contained an outline of six subjects that I'm going to be covering over the next few days with you. And the first step in that outline had to do with actually implementing the information and putting it to use. Now, I know that sounds simple, but you'll be surprised at how many people, especially those that are struggling, will come across a new strategy or some information, and they just never put it to use. A lot of people would much prefer to learn how to do something than actually do it. And I know as a struggling network marketer, sometimes it's hard to, it's easy to get overcome with information overload. And that's fine, but I want to kind of give you a little strategy here that can kind of help you keep the blinders on and kind of keep you on the right track. And basically what I do when I'm online, I know you're constantly getting bombarded with messages and websites and all types of strategies and information. And what I do to help keep me pointed in the right direction and keep the blinders on and keep me focused on what it is that I'm doing is sometimes whenever I come across new information or a new technique or a new strategy, instead of going into it and checking it out right there at that moment, especially if I'm doing something else, I keep a notebook next to my computer, and I'll jot down the date and time that I came across the website itself, who's actually giving the information, and I'll rate the information on a scale of 1 to 5. How much do I, or how determined am I to try this technique or to implement this strategy? And it gives me something, a log that I can go back later and look at, and I can pick out the ones that have a high rating, and I can try those when I have the time. And if you're gonna keep a log or something like that, also keep in mind that when you come across new strategies, when you go to implement them into your business model, give them time to work. Don't try them for a day or two, and if you don't get results, determine that they don't work. You have to set this stuff up, and you have to give it a little time, and you have to run tests over and over again to see how well they work, so you can get a proper reading of what exactly it is that you need to adjust or just scratch the strategy altogether. But getting back to the topic here, it's vital that if you're going to take the time to read this information and listen to these recordings, that you actually go ahead and get started and put this information to work for you. These are the same strategies that I'm going to share with you. I'm creating on average probably 15 to 20 leads a day, and it's simply because of the information, the techniques that I'm sharing here with you in this information. And don't expect these things to happen overnight. Remember, you still have to get a good understanding of how this all works, and a lot of you simply don't have that understanding right now. So it's kind of like how to ride a bike. It takes a little time. Eventually, the more you do it, you'll start to catch on. All right, so I'm going to end this now, but I'll look forward to step two, and I'm actually probably going to have a video to go along with step two, because I want to show you guys some of the things that you need to be setting up to have in place prior to going out and generating all those leads and everything. So keep out there, keep doing what you're doing, keep listening, and stay tuned for the step two. All right, take care. Bye.